And now dictation for Leland, L-E-L-A-N-D, Grosset, G-R-O-S-S-E-T-T, May 755, address as a letter to Angela Jensen, 4639360. Dear Angela, follow-up for Mr. Grosset. Chronic kidney disease, last visit in July, comes accompanied with family, to have right-sided neck stent, Dr. Constantino, February 16, Midland, presently on aspirin and Plavix, presently no symptoms, he's hard of hearing, chronic dyspnea, no oxygen, uses CPAP machine at night consistently, not very physically active, no falling episode, chronic back and hip pain, but no anti-inflammatory agents. Review system done. He follows cardiology Dr. Alkik, A-L-K-K-I-E-K. They are also monitoring some aortic aneurysm. Next paragraph, medication list review. The only blood pressure medicine, lisinopril metoprolol, otherwise diabetes cholesterol management. On physical exam, weight 245, stable since the last visit, blood pressure 150/372 by nurse, hard of hearing, no gross respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, morbid obesity, no tenderness, minimal edema. Next paragraph, chemistry, December, creatinine 1.38, still baseline for a GFR of 55, stage 3. Low normal sodium, upper normal potassium, normal acid base, normal albumin calcium, anemia 12.2, phosphorus was not done. I review with the patient and family member the recent CT scan angiogram of December. There is no evidence for renal artery stenosis, moderate disease, bilateral iliac arteries. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3. Underlying diabetes, hypertension, atherosclerosis without renal artery stenosis. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, and no progression. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. Will monitor sodium, potassium, no bicarbonate replacement. Phosphorus needs to be part of chemistries. Upcoming right-sided carotid stent by vascular surgeon. Extensive lower extremity peripheral vascular disease follows with your service and vascular. Come back in 6 months.